Sri Bhaskara Raya, the commentator on Sri Ganesha Sahasranama, gives very inspiring invocatory verses in the beginning, and also he gives a good introduction to the Ganesha Sahasranama. So let me first of all chant the invocatory verses. Ganesho vah payat pranamat ganesham jagadidam ganeshe natratam nama iha ganeshaya mahate ganeshanastyanyas trijagati ganeshasya mahima ganeshe machittam nivasatu Ganeshatvamavamam. Just like the very popular verse on Rama, which gives all case endings of Rama, beginning with first case ending and ending with the vocative, this also gives the all case endings of the word Ganesha, beginning with nominative Ganesha vah payat, may Lord Ganesha protect all of you, and ends with Ganeshatvamavamam, O Ganesha, you protect me. And in the intermediary words, Ganesham, you all salute Ganesha, who embodies, who is the embodiment of the entire universe, and the entire world, the entire universe has been protected by Ganesha, Ganeshena, Tratang, Jagadidam. And salutation to Ganesha, Namaiha Ganeshaya Mahate, salutation to great Ganesha. There is nothing else, there is nobody else other than Ganesha. And the greatness of Ganesha, Ganeshasya, that is also in itself so great. May my mind settle, have rest in Ganesha. Ganeshe machittam nivasatu. O Ganesha, you protect me. Guru reva gatir guru meva bhaje guru naiva sahasmi namo gurave na guru radhikam shishurasmi gurur matirasti gurau mama pahi guru. This is an invocation to Guru. Guru is the only shelter. I salute my Guru alone. I am always with my Guru. Salutation to that Guru. There is nothing superior to Guru. I am the child of my Guru. My mind is always, it always rests in Guru. O Guru, protect me. On the same lines, here the word Guru has been, as fact, declensions of Guru in the all the case endings of the term Guru, beginning with nominative singular and ending with vocative singular, has been given.